Today, we are officially kicking off the construction phase of the first Ronald McDonald family room in the Brazos Valley.
What's a family room?
A family room is going to be a home away from home within the hospital, where when families with critically ill children from infancy, our tiniest babies in the NICU or neonatal intensive care unit, all the way up to children that are age 21, their families will have a free place to stay in our family room. And then there will be a full kitchen where groups can come in and cook meals for families. It's going to have a living room den area where families can just regroup and watch TV. It's going to have a children's play area. If a mom has other siblings, a place for them to kind of be normal. It's going to have a washer and dryer where mom and dad can wash their clothes. It's going to be an amazing space, all in 600 square feet, right between labor and delivery, NICU, and pediatrics.
All of these are probably unique, but what sets this one apart, or is it set apart from the other Ronald McDonald's family rooms? Is there anything that makes it different? Anything
that
stands out?
Unique? This one is so close to the people we are servicing. I tell people when I give our little speeches that it's tiny, but it's mighty because it's perfectly located. Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Texas's hope is to have a family room in each area hospital. We'll be able to announce the family room at the College Station Medical Center probably in the next month or so. And then our hope is that Baylor Scott and White will locate some space so that we can provide one there, so that no matter where a mom or dad or a child ends up, they have a home away from home within the hospital, so that we can service all Brazos Valley families.
From Genesis to this point, how long are we?
I mean, our goal is to be servicing families by Christmas.
Okay.
That is why this was kind of hurried. Let's do the hammer swing so that by Christmas we can be helping families.
Was there anything that helped speed this along? Substantial donations or?
Oh, gosh, absolutely. Without the, what we did is we kind of sold each room. So for forever, it will be the Sue Lee Den at St. Joseph's Regional Health Center. It will be the Charlene and Kevin Sumlin Kitchen at St. Joseph's Regional Health Center. It will be the Donna and Philip Garrett Children's Play Area at St. Joseph's Regional Health Center. That's just to name a few. We had about 20 just community people who felt passionate about this hospital and felt passionate about this charity who stepped forward to donate to make this possible. And then Vaughn Construction, who's doing some of the construction at cost. None of this could have happened without the generosity of Brazos Valley people. I'm overwhelmed.